Hello. I've been pondering what was the first thing that I chose to talk about on these little audio broadcasts was about the mountains and navigating through the mountains. Well, the obvious answer is it's something that I now get masses of enjoyment out of. And the less obvious answer is these experiences have served me in a way that vastly exceeds the navigational aspects. The metaphorical content of all these vivid memories in the mountains has opened up a whole new way of solving the various day-to-day stuff that comes up. It was my coach who introduced me to this approach and the power that these individual metaphors can have. And through coaching sessions with him, these metaphors became more powerful than just a passing useful insight, and became something which I return to again and again, or get a little nudge to return to again and again, because they just keep getting richer. And invariably, when I've got into some kind of stuck thinking pattern, it's some aspect of mountain life which enables me to spot my way out. So as an example of that, when I was learning navigation, going through these confused moments, I would very often find myself having a little drop as I headed out of the hills, having goofed up yet again, and there'd be this little figure stomping along, sort of muttering about, don't understand the map, doesn't make sense, can't do this. And then at some point, I'd see the sheer scale of the mountains, the whole beauty around me, and this little drama I was playing out popped back into a proper perspective. And the end result from all these little strops in this period of learning was an absolute transition from confusion and discomfort to confidence, familiarity, skill, and fun. And now I use all of those experiences in a totally different way. I'm now launching a business, learning how to do that whole business thing whilst basically disliking anything that looks even slightly commercial. And it's the mountain experiences that keep bailing me out of stuck corners. I even do the same strops. You'll see me muttering in my office now rather than on the hills, going on about, can't do this, it's business, I'm not a businesswoman, it doesn't work. But I can't get away with that now because I have personal experience of having come through that fearful stage from my time out in the hills. And I know firsthand that the kind of transition I'm after is possible. So I'm just using this process, the metaphor, if you like, and mapping it across to a different aspect of my life. And of course, it's also what I've been using starting these little audio broadcasts to ease myself into those. Now, navigating and guiding in the mountains is a rich and powerful metaphor for me, and it might resonate with you too. But more likely, you'll have your own experience or activity that you're passionate about, something that brings you alive. So where do you feel totally at home? Where do you belong and just thrive? You love what you're doing. And how did that come about? And when you've got whatever that experience is for you in mind, how can you map that across to another aspect of life that you'd like to feel similarly at home with?